Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Dan Wilson. I'll call this Truck Week. Welcome to Truck Week. We have finally made it. It is, the stuff has left the station. The train has left the station. We are finally, we can finally say that the stuff is no longer sitting at Citizens Bank Park. All of the spring training equipment, if you will, on its way safely down to Clearwater. And that is a beautiful thing. Clearwater, as the Philly social media accounts called it the other day. It is a beautiful thing. That is a sign that spring is here. It's a sign that baseball is back. Don't let Tom Kelly tell you otherwise. I was on the other night on WIP with Tom, wished him a happy truck day. Now, Tom's a bit of a curmudgeon. Bit one of these, you know, baseball's not back till opening day kind of people. Don't let anyone ruin your vibe. Don't let anyone, you know, ruin your vibe about this baseball team. Don't let anyone tell you that, or not even just this baseball team, that baseball isn't back. I used to get excited for truck day in like 2015. I knew they were going to lose 100 games or close to it in any given season. Didn't matter. Didn't matter to me. I cared about truck day. I cared about the start of spring. I was there when they lost to the University of Tampa many years ago. I think that was actually 2015. Felt like rock bottom for the Phils back in like the Ryan Sandberg into Pete McCannon era. What a time to be alive that was. But yes, that's the stage of where we are here in the offseason. We're almost there. This time next week, we'll be talking about a baseball team that is thrown around. We will get the obligatory, you turn on any news station a week from now. I mean, the Eagles, let's say they win the Super Bowl. It'll probably be some Super Bowl parade coverage. But once the media starts making their way down to Clearwater, I can promise you that going to see a lot of PFP drills, pitchers fielding practice, the obligatory, either Zach Wheeler or Christopher Sanchez or whoever running over to first to cover first base. I don't think, by the way, used to practice that all the time in Little League. I don't think I've seen, I don't think I've ever seen a major league player practice that. I don't think I've seen a major league player practice that beyond like spring training ever. When do baseball teams practice? It's really the only sport that doesn't practice beyond spring training. It's basically only, hey, we have spring training right now. We have pitchers and catchers right now. We have, we have nothing else to do with these pitchers and catchers when they're not throwing bullpens or whatever like that. Like, this is the time to practice that kind of thing. But, you think about the NFL, there's a week long practice. You think about the NBA, there's practice on off days. NHL, there's practice on off days. There's never baseball practice, with the exception of maybe in the postseason, because there are so few off days. It's like 162. It used to be 162 games in 180 days. Now it's slightly more, a little bit of extended All-Star break, more off days sprinkled in there. But so few off days that it's in the players' union that I don't think you're allowed to require them to do anything on their off days. So off days are true off days. The only practice you get is like batting practice before the game. And so you never really, very rarely do you see pitchers practice that kind of thing beyond spring training, beyond Clearwater. But always found it funny because it feels like every news station always is, feels like they're legally required to use the same piece of B-roll, which, if you're like me, it just brings a certain warmth to your heart, a certain warmth that baseball is indeed back, that, regardless of what Tom Kelly says, regardless what the haters say, there's an old SNL song, like, I wish it were Christmas today. I don't care what so-and-so says. I don't care what Tom Kelly says. I don't care what the haters say. Baseball is back. So that's where I'm at on that. I saw the truck day packing list, which, by the way, very disappointing stuff from the Philly social media accounts this truck day. It's been the last couple of years that they literally used to put out like a full packing list before Truck Day, you used to literally see, like, you know, 1,200 baseballs or 2,400 baseballs, 24 golf clubs, and one Fanatic hot dog launcher. Like, give me a packing list. Not just a little gimmicky sponsored video of them leaving the ballpark. Like, give me a real packing list. Give us something that we can hold on to. I understand the Eagles are in the Super Bowl. I understand baseball is not the top of everyone's mind right now, but it gives us a sign that spring is coming. And I don't care that we got some snow and ice coming later this week. It looks like we're going to get hammered with some snow perhaps next week. Doesn't matter. Does not matter. It's just we can live vicariously through, you know, everyone living down, you know, in Clearwater, everyone who is enjoying themselves down in Clearwater. That's what this is all about. That's what it boils down to when I'm looking for Truck Day content. So I'm sure real baseball hardos like myself, very disappointed to see what Truck Day has become in this city. But baseball is back. And I think the best, what I wanted to highlight here today is what I love most about baseball coming back. You know, it's the pitcher running over to cover first base. It's the sound of the cleats on the pavement. It's the sound of the bat, you know, banging against each other when you grab them. Baseball has just those, like, little sound effects more than any other game, I think. And that is just a truly beautiful thing, is how great the game of baseball is and always will be. And definitely has the best preseason. I mean, if you've never been to Clearwater and you ever get the opportunity to go, certainly jump on that. It's a wonderful time. It's a wonderful experience. Guys actually play, not like the football preseason where everyone's worried about getting hurt. The NBA preseason, that's just dead. NHL preseason, just dead. No, we're talking real, you know, baseball players, guys getting work in, guys throwing bullpens on their off days, you know, real hitters playing in the games, that kind of thing. And it really just is a fun time, whether you're just a hardcore, you know, a baseball harder like me who will literally sit there and score spring training games. Yes, I have a disease. Or someone who's hitting the tiki bar, you know, whatever floats your boat. That is, you know, what's just such a, what's so great about spring training. So, anyway, back to the conversation I was having with Tom the other night on the air. Like, you know, he's sitting here saying, you know, baseball's not really back till opening day, and why should I care? Such a long season anyway. But he'll sit there and tell you that, you know, football is back when training camp resumes. Like, what kind of BS is that? What kind of bogus stuff is that? I don't care for that opinion. I don't care for that take. I don't care for this mindset that only, you know, only football preseason matters when they don't even play in the games. No, this is real stuff. Baseball is back. Again, this time next week, we'll be seeing the pitchers and catchers, the B-roll, stuff like that. A pretty cool nugget from Rob Thompson earlier in the week, that the guys will be watching, you know, they'll be watching in Clearwater. They will be, you know, all gathering around. All of the pitchers and catchers will be down there. Whoever will be in Clearwater this Sunday, they're all going to get together to watch the Super Bowl, which also pretty cool. Not that the Super Bowl goes a week later than it used to. And by the way, if they go to an 18-game season, might go another week after that. That pretty cool stuff that it actually leads right into baseball season. Like, there's no off season between the two. Friend of the show, Ricky Ricardo, who obviously does Spanish broadcasting for both the Eagles and the Yankees. I mean, he gets no off season at all. I mean, he works every day in baseball season and once a week in football season, so he gets a little bit lighter, I suppose. But yeah, when you talk about, like, you know, sometimes the Eagles don't make the playoffs and he just gets like a month to kind of just like kick his feet up and relax before baseball season. No, he's got the Super Bowl this Sunday and then, you know, Yankee spring training next week. I think it's just, there's something special about the spring training starting when it does, so early, and that baseball is the greatest game for a reason. That when you see those palm trees going down for spring, that is just brings a warmth to my heart. So another couple things I wanted to get to here on today's show. Things I'm most excited for in the year 2025. Things I'm still nervous about. Still, you know, nervous about this bullpen. Still feels like they're an arm short. They haven't really addressed it with how they're going to break camp here. Offense, We talked a lot about how we need to see major changes at the end of last offseason. Never entirely bought that. Bought into that so much. And what I don't want, I heard this discussion on the afternoon show on WIP on, you know, earlier this week on the about have the Eagles entered into a mindset of like if they don't win this Super Bowl, will it become, well, wake me up when they get to the Super Bowl or wake me up when we get to the playoffs kind of thing? People have gotten there with the Sixers, like, you know, wake me up when we get out of the second round. And of course, they haven't done so since 2001 when they went to the finals. The Flyers haven't been a real contender for a while, haven't made the playoffs since the 2020 bubble. So, you know, that's kind of whatever. But the Phillies, what I really don't want, my biggest fear, I guess, entering the season is that we enter like a just wake me up when we get to the postseason kind of mindset. Just wake me up when, you know, the regular season's kind of nice. You throw in a game here or there, but we're not really locked into each of the games. Like, I can't handle that. Like, the baseball regular season, too important. 12 teams make the playoffs out of 30. You know, it's not like the NBA where you're letting in 16 and then two more per conference as a result of the play-in. So now, like, 20 teams play beyond the final day of the regular season, and there's no fun playoff races and stuff like that. Like, the baseball regular season needs to matter. Like, what happens in those 162 games is special and important, and I cannot live with, and I hope people are not out there, and that's kind of the overall message of today's show, is never get to a point where it's, you know, wake me up when we get to October, wake me up when they get to the division series or the championship series, the World Series, because you're just going to miss out on so much fun. It's not the NBA. Like, the NBA's regular season has been rendered so meaningless, and they've done gimmicks like the in-season tournament, and like, no one really likes it, and it's annoying. But when you talk about the baseball regular season, like, there's a real risk in any given year of not making the playoffs. Like, you have to punch that ticket. That's why winning the division should still be celebrated, even if you haven't, you know, won a World Series in a while. Like, I think it's hard. I think there's a grueling element to the baseball regular season. It's why the 2020 season, yeah, get it, we were dying for sports, and baseball was probably affected. Like, football was affected the least. Everyone was affected. Let's just say that. Everyone was affected by the 2020 COVID with, you know, lack of fans and stuff like that. But from a pure scheduling perspective, football was affected the least because they didn't miss any games. And the NBA and NHL got affected hard because they're about a month away from the playoffs, and then they didn't play the playoffs until like July into August, and it was so out of season, it was weird. And baseball might have been affected the most because they never got to start, and they ripped 100 games off the season. Like, the NBA, if you look at the Sixer season that year, still got if you're looking in the history books with no context, you would see a 4-month gap there, which doesn't make any sense. But at the end of the day, they played the majority of the games. The Sixers got, you know, somewhere in the 70 range of games. I forget the exact number came out to be. It wasn't the exact same for everyone because they played 3 ramp-up games, 8 regular season games, what have you. Hockey, same thing. They added some teams to the playoffs that year, but they got the majority of the season in. The baseball season, just flat out, everyone's playing 60 games. And there were 7-inning doubleheaders, and, you know, Phillies-Marlins series was in Miami was wiped out, so they had to play 7-game series down there. Like, I think it's fair to say that the 2020 season, if you took every sport that year and said, what was it like that year compared to what it usually is, I think baseball was least like what it usually is by nature of, you know, how everything played out. And that's why that Dodgers season by so many was viewed as so Mickey. They added teams to the playoffs. They played a 60-game season. Like, felt like they won a tournament more so than they won the World Series. And then, yes, they finally got their real title in the year 2024. Hats off to them. They signed Ohtani. It feels like they, you know, sign everyone now. Good for them. That didn't feel like a legitimate championship when in 2020, just because the baseball season felt so little like what things usually feel like. And I think that's important to remember when talking about this Phillies season is that the 162 matters. I don't care if they lose in the first round of the playoffs the next 10 years. I will still care about opening day. I'll still care about a random series in May or in July. And I know most people won't, but I just think that that wake me up in the second round or whatever round you want to say, you know, in the early 2000s with the Eagles, it was like, wake me up when they get past the NFC Championship kind of thing. I don't think that kind of mindset really applies to baseball. I don't think that kind of mentality can really be applied to baseball just because there are so many games in quantity that any given game doesn't have a huge impact in your season, but a cluster of games might. And, you know, there are teams in the NBA who can just cakewalk through the regular season, not really care about their seeding, and know that the better team's going to win in a basketball series. That's the other thing, too. Like, in a football game, more often than not, the better team wins, like an overwhelming amount of time, right? Or overwhelming number of times, the better team wins in football. In a basketball playoff series, best 4 out of 7, almost always does the better team win, assuming there's no like major injuries or anything like that. Hockey's pretty random too. Sometimes you get a hot goalie, whatever. Baseball is so random that sometimes the better team flat out does not win. The Phillies beat the Braves back-to-back years in the division series. I do not believe the Phillies were, quote-unquote, the better team in either one of them. If the goal was to get the best team, you would just play 162 and see who has the most wins. Like, that is the ultimate sample size. That is the ultimate test of who's the best team. And so often in baseball, the best does not rise to the top in the World Series or in the playoffs, just like it didn't in 2022 when the Phillies were the sixth seed, got in the last week of the season because, like, the Brewers couldn't win a game, and then, you know, kind of pull off a chaotic comeback in St. Louis, and then, you know, win 4 over the Braves, and then they win 5 over the Padres. Best chance they probably had going into, like, in terms of, like, predicting a series was that Padres series. And then by the time they got to the World Series, in, like, you know, they were just kind of a little overmatched, but that baseball team just went on an unbelievable run, but they were not the best team in the National League, and that's kind of what made baseball great, is there's parity to it. And so, therefore, the regular season matters. So I really hope people don't take on that mindset. I really hope they get excited for spring training like they usually do. I really hope that people get excited for the various steps throughout the baseball season like they usually do. And I'll add one more thing that makes baseball unique and so different from all the others, is that it's a summer sport. Like, it goes on for the longest period of time of any of, it's the only one that goes on for a period of time where they're the only game in town, right? You have football in September and baseball is still going on, and then basketball, hockey start in October, and then you have like a little bit of overlap with all of them, and then baseball ends and you have basketball and hockey to get you through the winter and into the spring, and football is going to end in February, mid-February here. And then basketball and hockey take until the spring and the June. But then from June until September, like second half of June, July, and August, for like 10 weeks there, like summer vacation for schools almost, baseball is the only game in town. And so if your baseball team's bad, it's the worst team in the city to have be bad because there is no distraction. Yes, you'll have training camp in July. You'll have preseason start in early August, but really end of June and July, like that is it. That's all you got. So it's easier to tune out the Sixers when the Eagles are playing well. And then, you know, February, March, maybe you turn them on here and there, more of a casual watch. Then you get to March, it's the NCAA tournament, and then baseball's right back. Like, I can get why they're easier to tune out. And they obviously just have frustrated this fan base in every which possible way imaginable. But when it comes down to it, when it boils down to what makes baseball great and what makes the regular season great, and that it matters, that it truly, truly matters, I think it's ridiculous to have a mindset of, like, I think it's totally ridiculous to have a mentality of, hey, we need to just get to October or just get me through this regular season. I think once you stop enjoying the ride, once you stop enjoying what's so meaningful about this, I think once you stop looking at the bigger picture there, I think that's when you lose perspective. I think that's when you lose focus. I think that's when you stop remembering what makes baseball so great and important, and that it's all the cliches. It's a marathon, not a sprint. And so my number one concern, my number one message to the people out there as a result of this episode is do not let the, I'll say the fandom mindset of just wake me up when they get to this point, cloud your judgment. Do not let that be the reason that you don't really lock in this regular season the way you ordinarily would. And I'm not just saying that because I'm a diehard baseball guy. Obviously, I'm biased. I acknowledge that. But at the end of the day, we need to realize what a great game baseball is, what a great sport baseball is, what a great regular season baseball has, and admit to ourselves that commit to ourselves that we are not going to have the same mindset we do with the Sixers, that we're not going to have the same mindset. It wouldn't be to the same extent with the Eagles anyway, but that the regular season is just meaningless. No one's going to react to anything they do. Just get me to the playoffs. I hope that's not the reaction we see with the Phillies this year. I have a little bit of a feeling that it'll get there, but I just really hope that is not the case. So that's going to do it for today's episode of Phillies Today. Again, you can always, follow me on Twitter at Dan_Wilson4. You can, check in with what I or any of my co-hosts here are doing, Francisco Rojas, Justin Morgenstein, and Kyle Forsini, all put out great content as well. And we will officially take you in. We made it through the offseason officially. Next week, we will be into pitchers and catchers mode. So very much looking forward to that. Again, thank you for listening to the Phillies Today podcast. Remember, spring training matters. Regular season matters. Would love to hear from anyone on social media, anything like that, in the comments if you are heading down the spring training. But until next time, go Phils, and yeah, baseball's coming back.